Hallelujah. We all need a reset this morning, amen? And that reset will cause something to happen in our lives, so that change will come about our lives. And in order to do that, as we've been talking the last few weeks, we've been talking about being one in His image and in His likeness. We've been talking about being one with the Holy Spirit. And if you kind of look carefully, we were dealing with the issue of the Word dimension and the Holy Spirit dimension. And so we talked about how as born-again Christians, we have the Spirit of God in the inside of us. And because we have received the Holy Spirit, not the spirit of the world, we can receive from heaven the things that are freely given to us by God, the things that are in the mind of God. And so God works in our spirit. God does something internally in our lives so that we can change, so that we can be more and more like Him. And the ingredients for that is the Word and the Holy Spirit. So what I want to do this morning is I want to bring all of that and bring it together and bring it in a way to some kind of conclusion or pull everything together, bring it to a consummation. So what we're going to talk about this morning is being one in the Word and in the Spirit, because it is the truth that sets us free. Amen? It's the truth that sets us free. So I want to open up with 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. So we will be reading a few scriptures this morning, so get your Bibles ready. Unfortunately, I did have it ready, but technology failed me this morning. So it's a lesson. Don't trust technology. Trust in Jesus. Amen. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. It says this: "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcome it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." I'm going to turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Talks about Paul, chapter 3, verse 7. And this is what it says: "Of which I being Paul, I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of His power." So these are the key scriptures that this whole message is based on this morning. But for this to work, truth must come to us. Truth must come into our lives. And when that truth comes, there's something that happens internally. And that's what we're talking about, the Word and the Holy Spirit. And just from these two scriptures, maybe I'll give you the phrase first and then we talk about it, okay? So this is almost like the whole message, okay? So in a nutshell, what we're going to talk about is this: grace is given to me when the Word effectively works in me by the power of the Holy Spirit when I receive and believe His truth. Let's verbalize this together. Grace is given to me when the Word effectively works in me by the power of the Holy Spirit when I receive, when I believe, when I respond, when I agree, and when I conceive the Word of truth. And from this I can become. Can we exercise this one more time? This is essentially what I'm going to talk about this morning. Grace is given to me when the Word of God effectively works in me by the power of the Holy Spirit when I receive and believe His Word, the Word of truth. Amen? Let's read a few more scriptures before I get into the points. Let's turn to John chapter 8. The Gospel of John, chapter 8. Verse 31 to verse 36, or maybe even onwards. And this is something that we all need. From the very day that we were born again, and from the time that we continue to live our Christian walk, we will always be facing the truth. Okay, let's read the scriptures first. Verse 31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, all right? Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's descendant and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. If we abide in His Word, the Word of truth, the Word of God, okay, the Scripture says, we shall know the truth, and the truth sets us free. The only thing that can set us free is truth. Not facts, not opinions, not ideas, not my own desires, but the truth sets me free. Jesus is that truth. So when the Word comes, when the Word of God comes to us, it's Jesus appearing to us, and we are facing that truth. We're facing Christ, and we've got to allow God to work in our lives. Verse 33 says this. Let me just say this as a side thing. They answered him. Those people said to him, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? One of the problems that these people were facing is they were depending on their forefathers, Abraham. Because I've got Abraham as my father, I'm okay. What are you talking about? And I just realized when I was looking through the congregation last week, I saw Lizzie's. You know, hope you don't mind saying your name, because I realized, okay, more and more children are graduating from Sunday school and appearing here. But for the younger ones, for the younger Christians, you cannot rely on your parents for your salvation. You cannot rely on anything else except Jesus. Truth is what sets us free. I was born in a religious family, but that was not enough to set me free. I had to face the truth. I had to make a decision. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my master. I have to face that truth. No one can make that decision for me. So what I'm trying to say is, from the day that I'm born again, I've faced the truth. And that truth sets me free. As I continue to walk my Christian life, I'm going to face truth. That truth will allow me to walk in freedom more and more as we strive to walk and be like Christ. As we continue our journey and ask the Lord and be humble before God and ask the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Amen? So we can't say, well, I've got Abraham as my father. I've got this as my, I do this for church and I do that and I'm part of, none of that can save it. Only Jesus Christ can set us free. Amen? So truth is Christ. Christ is truth. And that truth will set me free. Turn to a couple more scriptures here. John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 27. Or 26 and 27. I'm just going to start by reading quite a number of scriptures and then we'll dig into it. John chapter 15 verse 26. It says this, but when the Helper comes, who is the Helper? The Holy Spirit. When the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Okay, that's why the emphasis here this morning is Word and the Holy Spirit. The Word is truth, but the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. It will bring truth into our lives. Amen? That's why the more and more we pray in this Holy Spirit, and we're really born of the Spirit and feeling the Spirit and praying in the Spirit, when we pray in the Spirit, God will reveal things in our lives because it's the Spirit of truth. If the Holy Spirit is truly, we're building ourselves in the most holy faith, when something is not quite right inside of my heart and something that I need to deal with and maybe something that I need to work out from, you know, we need to work out, as I pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will reveal those things. It's not possible that I'm praying in the Spirit and the Holy Spirit is holy and is truth and I continue in darkness forever. Now, we have ignorance, we have immaturity, we have all these things inside of us. But what I'm saying is, more and more, bit by bit, the Holy Spirit is working. We're engaging with the Holy Spirit, working with the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit will start to reveal things bit by bit until we are change and conform into the image of Christ. Is that okay? So that means when we are, you know, in touch with the Spirit of truth, we will face the Spirit of truth. And that we need to bring about a change internally, not externally. Turn to one more scripture, John chapter 17. John chapter 17, verse 15 to 19. Verse 15, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. So when we take John chapter 15 and put it next to John chapter 17. Chapter 15 talks about the Spirit of truth. And here we talk about the Word, which is truth. So this morning I want to emphasize we need the Spirit and the Word. And how many of us needs a reset this morning? Amen. And the reset will cause transformation, change. Is that right? It means I become. We've been doing the courts of heaven. The courts of heaven, unlocking destinies from the courts of heaven, is to allow us to have a breakthrough so that we can walk in our destiny. That means I can become who God wants me to become. And all these things, God has already written it in our book in heaven. And so God wants us to become that. You know, and sometimes we've got to remember that it's not the doing that God is interested in. It's the becoming first so that we do. How many of you know that we can do a lot of nice things even before we were Christians, but in God's eyes, there's dead works. Because without Christ, everything is dead. Without God, everything is dead works. So God is not concerned about how much we're doing, but more so, more importantly, is becoming so that we can do. And that makes a difference. Amen. So I'm sure that a lot of us, we need to become what God wants us to become. And we're on this journey where God is taking us through. Right, we have all our issues, we have all our limitations, we all have our weaknesses, but ultimately we want to become who God wants us to become. Amen? And so what happens is that, and this is what we're going to talk about this morning, all right? So there's the process of the Word and of the Holy Spirit. That's why I verbalize this. If we want to become, as Paul said, I became a minister according to the grace which was given to me, which effectively works in me, because why? Thessalonians tells the key, believing the Word, receiving the Word. Okay, let's talk about this now. So do we want to become who God wants us to be? Amen? Amen. Okay, let's do this. Number one is receive the now Word, which is the daily bread. Receive the now Word, the daily bread. Okay, so these points, if you correlate it to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 And Ephesians chapter 3, the verses we started out, this is from there, okay? So receive the now word, receive the daily bread, the word of God. Just start off, what is God saying to this church, local church? You got to think about that. What is God saying to our own lives, personally, in our devotion, with our walk with the Lord? What is God saying? What is God also saying right now? In this season of time, what is God working out? Okay, so these are the things that we have to consider. What is God saying right now in this season? And we know that it's the word for the presence. It's the word for the now. It's the word right now. That's going to help us to work out so that we can become. So we have to receive the now word. Everybody say receive. We can only receive according to the conditions of our hearts. Amen? So if you've got good ground, you've got good soil, you're open, you want God to work in our lives, you receive, you want to receive. It has humility, that knowing that I'm not there, that I've got a long way to go, that I've got to change, but I will keep pushing and keep growing until I become who God wants me to become. That's the attitude we should have. Amen? So receive the now word. Take heed what is being said. I don't think that... And what we can actually do is this. Look at what we are covering in the live groups. Look at what Pastor Joseph is sharing, prophetic words, words for now. Look at what's being said at the moment. What's the main message? So you can start to see from our prayer meetings, from the Sunday service messages, from the live group, all of these together, it amplifies what God is really saying in this moment, in this right now. Amen? And God is going to reset us. Amen? But we need that daily bread. We need that now word, which is going to change, which is going to bring forth, because the word is the substance by which everything that needs to happen takes place. Without the word, it doesn't work. And the word without the spirit too doesn't work. Number two, welcome the word as truth. So you got to receive it, be humble, be hungry, be thirsty, but also welcome the word as truth. Welcome the word as truth. That's what they did. They received the word, not as the word of man, but it is in truth the word of God. What is truth? Truth is not in someone's opinion. Truth is not even a suggestion. Right? Welcome the word as truth. Truth is like light. When light comes, it exposes something. It exposes, it reveals errors in our own lives first. But what happens is when suddenly, like you all know, right? I mean, if you open the windows and the curtains at home, and suddenly you can see all the dust floating in the air. Is that right? But without first doing that, we thought that dust does not even exist, right? Until suddenly some light sheds in the place and you start to see, wow, there's a lot of dust around here. Does that make sense? So welcome the word as truth, because that truth comes, that light exposes things in our life, and that truth will call for repentance. Repentance is a change of mind, it's a change of thought, it's a change of direction, it's a decision to change and not to remain the same. The truth is like water. A plant needs light and water to grow. So also the word comes to us, it reveals things. But as we water ourselves with the word of God, with truth in our lives, there will be growth. Amen. And God will give us the increase. Do you believe that this morning? God will give us the increase because truth is being sown into our hearts. Light is giving it light, giving it water so that it can flourish and bring forth fruit. But ultimately what happens is when truth comes, it confronts us. Truth will confront us. That means we're going to have to face the truth. We stand before the truth. The truth comes, it confronts us, it deals with us. And that truth is the dealing. So what do we do when the truth comes? All right? Does that make sense so far? So well, receive the now word. Welcome the word as truth. Truth will find us out. When there's untruthfulness or deceitfulness or something in our hearts that's not right, that truth will come and confront us. And you will feel it in your conscience. You will know. Let me just read one scripture from Hebrews chapter 4. That's how truth deals with us. And it will continue to deal with us. It's not a one-off process, what we're talking about this morning, but it's a continuous process. It's a journey. It's not a one-off thing which happens and suddenly I'm set free and suddenly I've got every truth in my life. No, there's things that God is going to continuously deal with us. So Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 11 to verse 13. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrows, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And there's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So when the word comes, it's not just to say that the word is powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, but what the fact that it's sharper than two-edged sword and that it is powerful, it pierces through, it searches our hearts, and it will find us out. That's what the scriptures is saying here. Everything becomes naked before God. Everything is opened up before God because God desires us to have a pure heart. So everything is exposed because everything that we do, we must give account unto God. So nothing will be hidden. Truth comes. When the word comes, it exposes things. All right, so that's why when you go through life and suddenly you thought you're doing well and suddenly something happens and you thought, oh, what happened? Am I backsliding? You're not backsliding. The truth is exposing things in our lives. And we have to deal with it. We have to allow God to work in our lives. It's calling unto us unto repentance. So the word of truth will find us out. It will find me. And I can't hide away from it. Number three, believe the word of truth. Believe the word of truth. So I receive, I welcome it. It's an attitude. I receive it, I welcome it, I receive it. But I have to believe the word of truth. Believing is not of the mind, believing is of the heart. Because when the word comes, it searches the inner thoughts and our hearts. That's what it's aiming, because it is the abundance of our hearts that we speak. Is that right? So God is interested in the condition of our hearts. Believing. Everybody say, believe the word of truth. I think it's in Hebrews. You know that scripture that says, now faith is. James, Hebrews, James. Now, it says this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is now. Is when you hear, you have faith, you make a decision now. You don't wait. We don't delay. Faith is, as we say, obedience to the word of God. Isn't that we believe God even the things that we do not see. But to exercise faith is to believe God. When he says, we believe it. What happens in the Old Testament is God would speak and they would not believe God, and they would say, well, this and that, and I find all that kind of excuses, and they don't believe it, and they end up getting themselves into trouble. But when the word comes, you've got to believe it now. Don't delay it. There's a lot of times where God's words comes to us, but what do we do with it? We have a tendency to delay. Well, let's see what happens next week. Just give it some time. It will work itself out. Time will not fix it. Something must happen. Jesus came because he had to arrest sin. He didn't say, well, let's just let it work itself out. It's not going to work itself out. When sin came into the world, God had to act to take us out of this, because nothing could take us out of that. He's not going to sit back and say, well, let them work itself out. It will make itself good. It won't. So when the word comes, believe it now. Do something about it. Don't delay it. Don't delay it. How oftentimes do we delay things? I'm the first one to put my hand up. The scripture says in Hebrews, today, when you hear his voice, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. It's today. It's talking about today when you hear it, not tomorrow, not yesterday when you heard it, but today when you hear it, don't harden your mind. No, don't harden your hearts. So again, God is dealing with the issue of the heart. So when God speaks, we believe it in the now. Let me make it a bit more practical as to, because I think very clearly this morning, as Pastor Joseph was sharing, we know that one of the now words is forgiveness. Now, it's you and I, up to you and I to decide what we're going to do. When the word of truth comes, that word comes, it comes to our hearts, finds us out. Holy Spirit is working here, right now. The word is coming here. Now, it's finding me out. Do I have certain issues in my life? Do I have grudges, offenses, bitterness, and people that I don't like? That works, confronts us. Then what do? You can say, well, I have the right, or we're going to allow God and say, I believe your word. As much as I've been forgiven, I forgive. That's the now word. That's the now word. As freely as I receive, freely I will give. Freely I've been forgiven, as much I will forgive. He loved me, I will also love. So what is God dealing? We have to take that word and really search our own hearts and say, what do I need to deal with? And don't say, I'll deal with it in 2 weeks' time. Don't say, I'll deal with it next month. Or don't say, 2018, when 31st of December, I'm going to make New Year's resolution, which never works. Now. Everybody say now. Because when we do that, grace is given. When we delay, we don't tap into the grace. We allow it to just fall onto the ground. And then we wonder why we never have the grace to come out of our situations. And for a whole year, we could be wallowing and struggling with our own struggles and wondering what happened. This is point number four. Grace is given. When I receive and I welcome and I believe the word, grace, the grace of God, is given to me. That same grace that was given to Paul, by which he became a minister, that same grace is given to you and to me. Now, let's take a step back for a moment. When you and I became a born-again Christians, what did we do? We heard the word of truth. Someone preached to us. Someone shared the word with us. Someone shared Jesus to us. Is that right? You heard the word of God from someone. And that word came to us. Truth came to me. Now, that truth now confronts me. Like I told you, the Holy Spirit, I believe in hindsight, showed me how sinful I was and how much I needed the Savior Jesus Christ to set me free. And that truth set me free. So the word comes, and what do? We receive that the gospel message, right? We receive the fact that Jesus died, he was buried, he rose, and he ascended, and he lives. And if I believe in him and confess with my mouth, what happens? I am born again. And then nothing in this world can set me free but Jesus Christ alone. For he's the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except by Jesus Christ. Amen? So what did we do? you and I received that word. We welcomed it as truth. We didn't say it's an opinion. And what did you say? We believed that word. Did you and I believe that word? And what happens when you believe it? You're exercising faith. You believe in what God is saying, and you believe in that divine exchange that Jesus did, and what took place on the cross, and he's in his burial and his ascension. And so what happened? Grace is given to me. For you are saved by grace, not by works, that any man should boast. But it is a gift of God. Why? So that no one will boast about it. It is the free gift of God that we see. We're sitting here today because we have embraced the gift of God that sets us free from sin. And today we are born again believers seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Why? Because we receive the word and we believe the word. And believing the word is exercising faith. It is by grace through faith. So until I receive, believe, and exercise faith in his word, no grace is given to me. But when I do that, when I say, when I believe with all of my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, what happens? You shall be saved. Salvation. Something takes place. Something happens. Grace is given. And we've been saved by grace. Aren't you thankful for that? For that principle to work there, it continues to work throughout our Christian walk. That grace through faith is not when I was born again and that's it. I walk by grace through faith for all the things that I do. Baptism of the Holy Spirit is the same thing. By grace through faith, I receive it. And I'm going to walk this earth by grace through faith. Not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I don't walk by the facts, but I walk by the truth. Is that true? There's a lot of facts. The lot of facts is, let me amplify what we're hearing this morning. The fact is, maybe, some of us here, is the fact is I'm offended. The fact is I'm bitter. The fact is I'm angry. The fact is that I feel like I've been overused or being taken advantage of. Maybe you feel that way. Or maybe something happened at work. You feel you have. It's a fact. Maybe you're not well. It's a fact. But the truth is what? Forgive. That's the truth. Some of us might be sick or not well. That's a fact. But the truth is, by his stripes, we are healed. We are already healed. That's the truth. The fact is I'm not well, but the truth is Jesus Christ, by the finished work, has fulfilled everything that I need. Amen? So we walk by that truth. We have faith about that truth, and grace is given to me. What is grace? Is grace just the unmerited favor of God? Grace is the power of God. Turn to one more scripture. We're bringing this to a close now. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 13. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's the power for us to deny the world, the ungodly things, the worldly things, the unrighteous things, the profane things, the unholy things, the defiled things of this world. The grace of God appears to all men to give us the power to deny those things. So the grace of God is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the power to change. And that power to change is the process that God is working in us internally. When we do that, there's something that's happening in the inside. What's happening in the inside? For it is God who works in you to will and to do his good pleasures. But one verse before that, he says, work out your salvation in trembling and in fear. So I'm going to work it out what God is working in the inside of me. What is God doing? The word of truth is coming. The word of truth appears to me. It appears to all men. It is light. It appears that light. It exposes parts of my life, areas of my life I need to deal with. That word confronts me. I face that word. I can choose to receive it, welcome it, and believe it, or I can say, you know what? I'm happy with my life. It's fine. I can reject the truth. I can push it out. But we can receive it, believe it, walk by faith, believe it, grace is given to me. And that grace working in me, and now what happens is now the power is effectively working in us. So when essentially what I'm saying, if I receive, if I welcome it as truth, if I believe it and walk by faith, and grace is given to me, what happens is it starts to work effectively in me. Point number six is the power of the Holy Spirit effectively works in me. And the last one, grace given. So that grace that is given to me that is effectively working in me is the power to become. Not become somebody and become rich and become famous, but to become who God wants me to become. Paul's call was to be an apostle, a minister of God. That's his calling. So he became by the grace given to him, and he welcomed it as truth. That grace given, which is the power to become, is the power that will cause a transformation to take place in the inside of us. Amen? We started out, we said, do we all need a reset this morning? And I believe, and I put my hand up, we all need a reset this morning. Amen? Because reset, we talk about becoming. And God's going to help us to become this morning who He wants us to be. He wants us to walk in freedom. Him whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You will receive, you shall know the truth, and that truth shall set us free. There's nothing else that will set us free. But Jesus... Now, listen to this. Let me conclude with this. The Word, in the beginning was the Word, right? The Word is Jesus. That Word is light. That light is truth. And that truth is what sets me free. That means, essentially, it says this. If I'm going to say, let me be one in the Word and in the Spirit, what am I saying? Let me be one in Jesus. And let me be one in the Holy Spirit. It simply means this. Whatever God is saying to me and whatever God is exposing to me by His truth, I work it out. To walk in Christ, to abide in His Word. How John chapter 17 and John chapter 15. Abide in my words, for without my word you can do nothing. You know, you can do nothing, you're nothing. The word that I give to you, you're cleansed. You're clean only because of the word that I give to you. My word is truth. My word's sanctified by the truth. You only receive this because of the word of truth. So abide in it means live in it. How do I live in it? Is to live in Jesus. How do I live in Jesus? Is as I face the truth, Jesus, I change and I work it out. I am living in Christ. I am walking. It by no means say that from today onwards you're going to be the perfect and you will never make mistakes. But when you do make mistakes, not only we have an advocate, right? The blood of the finished work of Calvary. But then God works in our lives so we'll be changed. We can break free of that. We don't have to live in our troubles. We don't have to stay there. Amen? Because one of the things that the enemy will do, because... the last thing that the enemy wants is that we become who God wants us to become. And that's why we talk about the life group lessons, the legal rights for the enemy to build a case against us. So the enemy's business is to stop us from becoming, because if we can't become who God wants to be, we cannot go where God wants us to go. All right? So we know that the enemy is trying to do that. So that means right now what we need to do is look at our lives and evaluate some of the things and say, okay, because as long as the enemy keeps us bound in the issues that we have, he's quite happy to keep us there because we're not doing anything effective for God. Right? But the day that you and I come out of it, let me do like a Dino. Oh, hallelujah! Is that true? There is hope in His Word. There's hope in His truth. So today, the Word, as we have heard, the reset, is God is giving us hope that whatever we're facing right now, we don't have to stay in it. We don't have to keep ourselves bound in those things. We can come out. There is victory in His name. There's power in His name. There's truth in His name. And that truth will set me free. As long as I can do those things, as long as I can be practical and receive and believe and receive that grace, all things are possible. Amen. So God wants to set us free this morning. Amen. So that we can rise strong. God is giving us hope this morning. No matter what situation we might have gone through, a lot of negative things that might have taken place, a lot of negative past experiences, but God is saying right now that there's truth in me. If you come to me, there's truth, and I will set you free. So we don't have to stay behind. Don't live in the past. Rise up strong in Jesus' name. Amen. Let there be a reset in our lives this morning. Let the word of truth come and let it speak forth very loud and clearly in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you that there's hope in your word. The fact is that I cannot do it by my own strength, but your truth, if I cooperate, if I agree, if I accept, if I work with your word, that word will set me free. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? Amen. Let me say one last phrase, or last thing, is that if maybe some of us this morning want to break out of something, we want to come out of something, we can't do it. You and I cannot do it. That's why we need this. We need to receive the word. We need to believe the word. We need to receive the grace, because it is only through His grace that we're going to come out this morning. You cannot try with our own strength. We will fail. It can work for a little bit, but then it will fail. Work for a bit longer, then it will fail. But by His word, by His grace, it can happen. It will happen. It must happen, because He never lies and He never changes. And His word goes forth, doesn't go void, but accomplishes what He sends it for. Amen? So we want to be one with God in His word and in His spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen.